My guest at this time is John Fund. He's the author of Stealing Elections, How Voter Fraud Threatens Our Democracy, and Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. In a recent column for National Review Online, Mr. Fund raises strong concerns over the Department of Homeland Security getting involved in how states run and manage their elections. And John, thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Here's what you write fairly early on in your piece, as you talk about some of the blizzard of midnight regulations and edicts coming from the Obama administration in the final days here. One of the most troublesome came last Friday and gave the federal government the power to begin centralizing our election systems. The Constitution explicitly gives states the power to set the time, manner, and places of holding elections. But Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson used the excuse of Friday's release of a report on Russian hacking of the Democratic National Committee to declare that state and local voting systems will be designated as pieces of critical infrastructure so that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security can protect them from hackers. You go on to explain in this piece why this is a bad idea and why virtually every state government is opposed to this. Explain why this would make things far worse than better.
Well, first of all, it's once again the Obama administration reaching beyond its constitutional limits. The states have the authority in elections and the Constitution. If the federal government wants to intrude, wants to take over part of it, it has to negotiate with the states, who are sovereign entities in their own right, and come to some kind of compromise. Instead, it's a our way or the highway approach. And the states are naturally resentful of the fact that the federal government is now holding over them the sword that any time there's a problem in any election system, the federal government is aggregating to itself the power to step in and do who knows what they're going to do. The second problem is, this is a problem that is not nearly as vital or important as we think it is, because while certainly the federal government has weak information systems. For example, the Office of Personnel Management had 21 million records stolen in July, 21 million. And certainly the federal government has had problems seeing states with voter registration systems. The actual voting isn't tied to the internet. It can't be hacked, except in a very few exceptions. The voter registration rolls might be a problem because they often are connected to the internet, but that's not the votes. So people are confusing what the hackers have been able to do with voter registration systems with the actual voting machines. And that is in no clear danger, because if you wanted to hack them, you'd have to hack them individually, one by one. You can't do it through the internet. You can't do it nationally.
So if there's not a problem, why are they really doing this?
Well, the feds have always been angry that the states sometimes don't listen to them. For example, the feds just lost the power a couple of years ago in the Voting Rights Act to force, 14 states to run all of their election changes through Washington. The Supreme Court said it's been 50 years since the Civil Rights Revolution. It's time to let that go. If Congress wants to pass a new law, they have to do that using updated information. The feds have chafed on that because it means they can't send in monitors to certain states. They can't intrude. They can't physically interfere in elections unless the states invite them in. So this means the federal government has a new excuse now that they've lost the voting rights excuse. They have a new excuse to step in anytime they want and dictate or second guess what the states and the counties are doing.
Once the camel's nose is under the tent here, do you suspect that they want to run elections from Washington eventually?
I'm sure they want to. Whether they can is a separate issue. This is a lot like the frog in the pot of boiling water. The feds are turning up the heat on the states, and they hope that if they do it slowly enough and carefully enough, the states won't be able to squawk enough, and finally the feds will be in charge and the states will be a secondary player in elections, not the primary player as our Constitution envisioned.
John, you do a lot of work examining what's going on with various elections, and one story that did not get a lot of attention, but I saw in a couple different places, was that a couple of states' election systems appeared to have been attempted to have been engaged by the Department of Homeland Security itself without apparent any prior notice. What do you know about that?
We know very little because the feds aren't talking. But we do know that the states are, let's just say it's fine to have the state systems tested. But for the feds to be so mysterious and secretive about it, apparently they didn't tell the states even after they'd made the attempt. So it's one thing to make a surprise attempt to hack into a state system. It's another thing after the attempt has been made not to tell the state about it. Apparently, this came about as some kind of a leak. So once again, the feds are playing sneaky, not telling the states what they would normally be expected to tell them, and all because the feds think they know best.
We're talking with John Fund. And John, is this order something that's pretty simple to reverse by the incoming administration, or is this one of those things that's harder to get rid of than to put in place?
Stroke of a pen. Could go away tomorrow if tomorrow is January 20th, which is the day Donald Trump is inaugurated. I don't know if Trump will do that. I think he'll probably want to study this. But I suspect that at the very least he should have some of his appointees ask some very searching questions about, was this really justified? Couldn't they have worked with the states towards some kind of compromise solution? Does the federal government always have to bigfoot it in if there's a perceived issue involved? The answer to those questions is no, it doesn't. The Fed should get in the habit of cooperating with the states, not commanding the states.
In terms of the infrastructure to defend against hacks, as you mentioned in the piece and you mentioned in our conversation, the votes cannot be touched at this point because they're not connected to the internet. And as you point out in the piece, the two states, Arizona and Illinois, where there was some intrusion, it looks like voter information was copied, not altered, or new registrations added. However, of course, hacking gets more sophisticated all the time. So how vigilant are states, as far as you can tell, about trying to keep up with different ways that folks could try to get in, try to create new registrations, try to do something to game the system?
Look, the smartest way to stop hackers getting into voter registration systems, which are online, is to stop online registration. Go back to the old system where you have to fill out a postcard, send it in, the records are kept. It's a little cumbersome, but you can't hack a piece of paper.
That seems pretty simple. Any chance that'll actually happen, or are we too far down the road?
Many states don't have online registration. Or they have online registration whereby you can look up a registration, but you can't actually register, create a new registration. So obviously that would help evade the hackers. I'm not saying hackers aren't a problem. I'm saying that if we keep our system simple, don't go to internet voting, which would be a potential disaster. And if we maintain vigilance, we don't have to surrender our traditional control of state and local elections and federal elections to Washington.
John, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time and helping us understand the issue a whole lot better.
Thank you, Greg.
John Fund is author of Stealing Elections, How Voter Fraud Threatens Our Democracy, and Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. His column on the Department of Homeland Security grabbing more power over state elections is in a recent January 8th column on National Review Online. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.